It's of a farmer's daughter, so beautiful, I'm told. Her parents died and left her £5,000 in gold. And she lived on with her uncle, the cause of all her woe. This maiden fair, ye now shall hear, did prove his overthrow. Her uncle kept a ploughboy that Mary loved so well. Down in that shady garden, fond tales of love did tell. And though there came a squire whom Mary oft did see, she dearly loved that ploughboy on the banks of sweet Dundee. Her uncle rose one morning, and straightway to Mary he came, and knocking on her bedroom door, these words to her did say, "Arise, arise, young maiden, for a lady you shall be. The squire he is awaiting on the banks of sweet Dundee. I care not for your squires or your dukes or earls likewise, for my Willie he appears to me like diamonds in my eyes. Begone, undaunted fair maid, unhappy you shall be, for I will banish Willie from the banks of sweet Dundee." As Mary was a-walkin', lamenting for her love, she met that wealthy squire down in her uncle's grove. Stand off," cried Mary, "undaunted I will be, for it was you who drove the man I love from the banks of sweet Dundee. He threw his arms around her, and he tried to throw her down. Two pistols and a sword she spied beneath his mourning gown. She took those pistols from him, and the sword he used so free. She fired and shot the squire on the banks of sweet Dundee. Her uncle overheard the noise, and he hastened to the sound, saying, "Since you shot the squire, I shall give you your death wound." Stand off," cried Mary, "it's undaunted I shall be." Her pistol drew, and her uncle slew, on the banks of sweet Dundee. A doctor he was sent for, and a man of perfect skill, and likewise a lawyer for him to sign his will. All his gold he gave to Mary, who had fought so manfully. Then he closed his eyes, no more to rise on the banks of sweet Dundee.